It takes a risk. You might be rejected. But what's the question for each person that you get to know?
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Pastor Rico Tice shares how to engage others with simple questions that can lead to spiritual conversations.
So, for example, the flat above me, they've just done a huge renovation in London. It's been going on for months. And I can tell one of the guys who's there, it's a gay couple that are there, I can tell despite this massive renovation, he still hasn't got any peace. So I'm going to say to him, I'm going to say, mate, you know, despite all this building work, I don't think you've found peace yet.
Mm.
So it's just a question that opens up a chat. If they don't want to take it further, you know, if I hit hostility, fine. I am, in one level, risking the relationship. But I might find hunger. You might get hostility. You just don't know until you try.
Well, you've got to try. And Pastor Tice has given us some great ideas about asking open-ended questions. Hear more from him at familyminute.org.
Hey everyone, on Monday, listen to the latest release of my podcast, Refocus with Jim Daly. Dr. John Lennox talks about how we need to show both love and truth to others.
Love and truth, they find difficult to put together because love without truth becomes sloppy sentiment and truth without love becomes hard and can be vicious.
Dr. Lennox will help you overcome barriers when sharing your faith on the next Refocus with Jim Daly.